Well, a little bit of today in history before we go to our God's love letters to you devotion. And, for this day in history, go back to 1983. I remember I was a college freshman. Yeah, 83 would have been a sophomore, fall of 83, yeah. And so this is unfortunately, a lot of these today in history is not the brightest, but over 230 U.S. Marines stationed in Lebanon were killed when a suicide truck bomber crashed into the U.S. compound at Beirut International Airport. At about the same time, another attack killed 58 French paratroopers. President Ronald Reagan.
We must not allow international criminals and thugs such as these to undermine the peace in Lebanon.
Yeah, and within weeks, Reagan began withdrawing forces from the Mideast country. And also this morning here on WWIB, well, let's see, this would be a birthday, so we'll save that. That's a birthday, so we'll hold on to that one. So, all right, our morning devotion from God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience up to day 15 already, Jeremiah. This was Larry Crabb's favorite prophet, one of his favorite Bible characters. I mean, after Jesus, I think it was, the weeping prophet, and it summarizes, I will rescue you. Jeremiah 1:8, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Again, from this whole devotion comes from the book it took Larry 5 years to write. Some call it his magnum opus, God's the 66 love letters, an imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. So how would Larry imagine God would sum up one of his favorite books and about his favorite prophet, Jeremiah? Something like this. Larry imagines the Lord telling us, I make no promise to protect you from suffering in this world. I do promise the power to believe in my goodness when bad things happen, the power to hope with confidence that a good plan is unfolding when nothing visible supports that hope, and the power to reveal the goodness of my love no matter how distraught or empty you feel. Soren Kierkegaard, my 19th century Jeremiah, had it right. He confronted the culture of his day with these words. Not until a person has become so wretched that his only wish, his only consolation is to die, not until then does Christianity begin. Without an ongoing consciousness of sin, any sense of nearness to me is counterfeit. But with consciousness of sin, the fire of purifying holiness will sustain your faith. I rescued Jeremiah, and I will rescue you from faithless unbelief, from hopeless despair, and from unloving self-obsession. That is a great line. I will highlight that as soon as we get done here. I'm going to say it again. I rescued Jeremiah, and I will rescue you from faithless unbelief, from hopeless despair, and from unloving self-obsession, which, believe it or not, folks, is all of us. And now my son has made it possible for you to live a life of abundant, though severely tested faith. Do I hear an amen? Abundant, though seriously challenged hope, and abundant, though painfully sacrificial love. Great stuff there. From God's love letters to you, our closing prayer. Father, the fact that you do not promise to take it easy on us, it makes it hard to trust you. Please be gentle with us, yet do not stop until your work is complete. When it's necessary, give us eyes to see how bad our sin is. Then give us hope and the resolve to love you by loving others. Oh, that is as good as anything we've had. Talk about spiritual filet mignon, serving it up this morning here on WWIB. 36 degrees, good morning. We're up 4 already here. I'm going to take it personal, my own hot air. I don't know, but we've gone up 4 degrees. Try it again Thursday, your chance to win $25 in spending nickels for C&J's candy store and scoop shop in Menominee with a summer location in Rock Falls. Also online ordering available as well at cjscandystore.com. Another clue coming in this stumping trivia question. It's been stumping you for up to 3 days now. Hey, quick check in the mailbag here. October, thanks so much to Ron and Ladysmith. He and his wife making a partner pledge and saying, we really appreciate your radio station and have for over 28 years since we moved to Ladysmith. May God continue to bless the station as you proclaim the gospel through teaching and music. Thank you, Ron. And his son, Elijah, was a great member of our staff for a number of years. But now pursuing his profession of counseling over in eastern Wisconsin, we wish him well. Meanwhile, also hearing from Linda and Merlin in New Auburn, who say, I've been listening to WIB from the beginning of broadcasting. It is the only radio station I listen to at home day and night. Wow, you are a WIB super listener. You are all, capital letters, all, a great blessing to me and so thankful for all the encouraging messages, songs, and comments from announcers each and every day. God's blessings to all of you. Well, thank you, Linda and Merlin. You're very encouraging to us as well. And finally, John and Sharon in Phillips, who say, I enjoy listening to WIB every time I drive my vehicle. The music is uplifting. The programs are educational and thought-provoking. I enjoy listening to the real people and their banter, humor, and faith comments. Thank you. Signed, Sharon. Well, that's great encouragement to us. Thank you. Keep it coming. Our goal, 499 connects. We've got 259 financially. The goal's 25,000. We're at 14,024 and some change. All right, let's try to give away $25 in wooden nickels for C&J's candy store and scoop shop in Menominee with a summer location in beautiful Rock Falls. 723-2555 is the call-in number, 723-2555. And again, you can order online at cjscandystore.com, but you might want to check out, oh, so much, the jelly bean wall, the gummies galore, the candy from all over the world, every Pez imaginable. All right, so the question that's been stumping folks three times on Tuesday, four times on Win It Wednesday, and now we go to our eighth try here on a Try It Again Thursday is, each year, 150 Americans injure themselves while trying to open what? And we've told you it's a container. We've told you it's a food container. We said it's not common. Obviously, 150, not a lot. We have said that it is something that at least we know that it's somewhat embarrassing if this is how you get injured. And so apparently 150 or so seek medical attention for trying to open what kind of food container. And it's something, this is another clue, it's something you'd find in the fridge. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm sorry, I was going to guess a cup of hot coffee, but your last clue just kind of...
Okay. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from anyhow?
Holly from Eau Claire.
All right, Holly, try again. Thanks. Yeah, the refrigerator, although a lot of people like their iced coffee. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, good to hear from you. What do you think?
How about one of those fruit containers from the store that they come in?
One of those fruit containers that you maybe get from the store. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Tammy. Keep them coming here. Somebody's going to win these $25 in wooden nickels from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee and also the summer location in Rock Falls. Online ordering, go get it at cjscandystore.com. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanya from Eau Claire.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi there. Is it like a jar, like a pickle jar?
Ah, could it be like a pickle jar? Yeah, because we said a container, a food container in the fridge. That's not it. Sorry, Tanya. Appreciate it. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. It's Beth in Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth. Fire away. What do you got today?
How about opening your milk?
Oh, opening your milk. Maybe 150 people get hurt doing that. Could that be it? Sorry, Beth. Keep it coming here. 723-2555. Hi, turn down your radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. This is John from Thorpe.
All right, John. You got the right answer for us?
I didn't hear if somebody said but pickle jar.
Yeah, that's what Tanya had just said from Eau Claire was a pickle jar.
How about ketchup? They're ketchup.
Ketchup. All right, yeah. Could that be it? Sorry, John. All right, we're going to take three more. Three more guesses. Otherwise, it goes after 745. And I don't know what other hints we can give. It's a container. It's a food container. And you'd find it. It would be in the fridge. So what kind is it? 723-2555. Three more guesses, starting with you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Christy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Christy. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Hey, how about the Pillsbury, like, crescent roll container?
You think the Pillsbury Doughboy would hurt 150 people?
Maybe.
Yeah, there is kind of that little explosion with it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that is, the Pillsbury Doughboy is one of my favorite icons. So, I just really, okay, you're getting me off here. Could that be it? It's not. Sorry, thanks for trying. Two more tries here before we push it back to after 7:45 for $25 in spending nickels for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee and summer location Rock Falls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sydney from Medford.
Sydney from Medford. Okay, what do you think?
Yeah. Could it be an egg carton?
An egg carton. It could be, but it's not. We'll take one more try this morning. It's a container, a food container. You'd find it in the fridge. 150 people a year injure themselves trying to open it. What is it? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa.
Lisa.
From Mondovi.
From Mondovi. Okay, we love Mondovi. What do you got for us?
Is it opening a soda pop?
Opening a soda pop container. Sorry. We are pushing this back till after 7:45. Caleb will likely not be back by then, and I don't know. I'm going to have to scratch my head and mull it over what other clues we could give. A container, a food container, you'd find it in the fridge. I guess there is another one that comes to mind that we could potentially give, and so that may be the direction I go. All right, Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday, and now it becomes Try It Again Thursday, as we're going to try it again three times on Tuesday, four times on Wednesday, once today. This is the ninth time. The ninth time we're going to try to answer the question to get somebody as the winner of $25 in wooden nickels from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. But also they've got a Rock Falls summer location, and you can go get your candy online at cjscandystore.com. That's cjscandystore.com. And the question that has been stumping people for 3 days now is, each year 150 Americans injure themselves while doing what? Well, we've let you know it's while trying to open something. A container, a food container in the fridge. And this would be, here's the next clue, the next hint, 723-2555, a dairy item. Okay. Container, food container. In the fridge, a dairy item. So, 715-723-2555. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hi, Evelyn. You've tried before. You're welcome to try again. What's your guess?
Is it opening a yogurt container?
Opening a yogurt container. Yeah, that would be a dairy item, right? That's food. Could that be it? Evelyn, how old are you, Evelyn?
11.
11 years old. And you live where again?
Fall Creek.
Fall Creek. Well, you're the winner. You're going to C&J's Candy Store. Way to go, Evelyn. That's a yogurt container. Way to go. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
We had the big blast of explosion and celebration, and so if you were hooting and hollering, I couldn't hear you. So, Evelyn, you've got $25 in wooden nickels here at WWIB for you to pick up, and you can spend that as you see fit at C&J's Candy Store and as your parents would allow, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Did you need to know that dairy part, or were you going to guess yogurt container anyhow?
My grandma guessed ice cream, and so you said it was in the fridge, so I guess yogurt.
There you go. Good job, Evelyn. All right. Are you homeschooled by chance?
No.
Oh, okay. Where do you go to school?
Crestview.
All right. Do you have to leave soon?
I have to leave in like 15 minutes.
Okay, very good. Well, it was time enough to win on the radio, so you got something to talk about at school today. Hold the line. We'll specify things, but not a lot to work out. Evelyn, get it. Yeah, 150 people that we know of injure themselves each year in America trying to open a yogurt container, and they seek medical attention. So be careful when you're opening the yogurt, okay?
Well, what food is more addictive than you think? It's one that we make a lot of here in the dairy state of Wisconsin. It's cheese.
Yeah, for years you've been telling your friends, family, coworkers, and anyone who listened that you're addicted to cheese.
Maybe it's part of every meal or snack and you think about it constantly. No shame in that. We are in the dairy state. But according to a University of Michigan study, cheese addiction is actually kind of a real thing.
Yeah. The study examined why certain foods are more addictive than others, and researchers identified addictive foods from about 500 students.
Now, pizza, kind of unsurprisingly for college kids, came out on top of the most addictive food list, and it's mainly because of the cheese.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense, right? The study found that certain foods are addictive because of the way they are processed.
The more processed and fatty the food, the more it was associated with addictive eating behaviors.
Oh. Cheese happens to be especially addictive because of an ingredient called casein, a protein found in all milk products.
During digestion, casein releases opiates called casomorphins, which play with the dopamine receptors and trigger that addictive element. There are a lot of big words in that sentence.
In fact, even now, I really want pizza.
I really want people to enter our Ultimate Cheesehead Contest because tomorrow's the last day for that.
Yes! That makes a lot of sense, and we are very dairy-related because Evelyn in Fall Creek answered the stumping trivia question that the thing that 150 Americans get medical attention for every year is yogurt, and now we're dealing with cheese.
There you go. We love our dairy here.
Uh-huh. We do. I think somebody could rightly say this show is kind of cheesy. The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Yeah, enter that Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. We'll play two more times tomorrow and get the grand prize winner, right?
Yeah, I think we might even actually have the honor of doling out that grand prize on Monday morning.
Okay, fantastic. We'll look forward to that.
Good morning, WWIB family. This is Sherry calling from Osseo, Wisconsin. I just want to do a connection with all of you and tell you how much I really appreciate everything that WWIB does. It is how I start my day. It's how I end my day is through listening. I have learned so much through Focus on the Family, with helping with my marriage, with raising my children. You are all such a blessing, and I just cannot thank you enough. So have a blessed rest of your week, and thank you all for everything that you do.
Well, a very popular, I'd say, party game is turning the big 4-0 40 years old for Pictionary.
Yes, that's right. Happy birthday to Pictionary. It was invented in 1981 by Rob Angel, a young waiter living in Seattle who came up with the idea while playing charades on paper with his roommates.
Now, Rob Angel used a dictionary to pick random words and sketch them for friends to guess, which inspired the game's name, a blend of picture and dictionary.
Huh. The first version of Pictionary launched in 1985 after Angel and his partners hand-sorted, 500,000 playing cards themselves over 6 days when a printing company couldn't finish the job.
That is dedication. Half a million of them hand-sorted in less than a week. They began Pictionary with a $35,000 loan from Angel's uncle and sold 6,000 copies in the first year at $35 each.
Yeah, its massive success led to licensing deals. Hasbro acquired it in 1994, and then Mattel purchased the rights in 2001.
The game Pictionary has sold over 38 million copies now worldwide and is available in more than 60 countries and 45 languages.
And in fact, if you're thinking, hasn't there been a game show in that regard? There have been a couple of them. Game show versions of Pictionary, one aired in 1989, hosted by Brian Robbins, the other in 97 with Alan Thicke.
Very interesting. Happy 40th birthday, Pictionary.
I am not a good Pictionary player.
I'm not either.
I am not a good artist.
The word thing, decent at, but yeah, when it comes to actually putting it on paper in artistic fashion, not so much my skill set.
There you go. We have that in common. We're both word guys, both like words of affirmation. So, WWIB, where we are family, and we're honest about that lack of Pictionary skill. Other family members are good.
Yeah.
I know for you.
Lily would be.